I'd like to welcome inside the cave Ada Skeels from Adrian High School Cross Country. And Ada, step up to that microphone and welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you.
Well, you've been running for a long, long time. I know this is a family affair for you. Tell us about when you got started running.
Well, I really started running when my dad kind of made me start running at a young age. But then after my sister did cross country, I just kind of followed her footsteps and did the same.
Well, Ada, you've had a great career already, and you still got one more year to go. You had to be glad, I know Hope Miller is a friend of yours, mm-hmm. but you had to be glad not to see Hope Miller in your regional, because you've been chasing her now for several years. But tell us about the regional where you took first place, and I don't know, were you thinking based on competitor's time that you had a chance to win it, or were you a little surprised?
Well, yeah, going into the race, I was projected to win, but you never know. You know, the race could always be different. So I just kind of went out hard and kind of took first, like, right off the bat and just never looked back.
Now, the weather was really, I mean, you've really had a warm season for the most part, and the weather was probably, I know I played golf Saturday morning. It was chilly, but no wind at all.
Yeah, so, no wind. It was a little chillier than usual, but yeah.
And that course, my son ran, and I've been down there several times. Course is relatively flat, isn't it? Down at the Metro Park, is it the Lake Erie Metro Park, or
yeah, it's Lake Erie Metro Park, hosted by Wyandotte Roosevelt.
Yeah, but it's fairly flat, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's completely flat.
Yeah, which is, you know, probably good. I mean, I know you're a fast runner. It's probably better for you than slugging up those hills.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, you had a time of 18:18:10. Is that pretty good for you?
Yeah, that's a personal best so far.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Well, you won like by 40 seconds from the second place finisher. So you had the jets on.
Well, it was a good win, not only for you, but the team is going to be at the state finals this weekend. You were there last year, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You qualified as an individual last year. Team didn't go last year, did it?
Yeah, the team went last year too.
Okay.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about what it's like to go to the MIS. I know Mark Yule, the high school director, was on. I can't remember if he said there's like 2,000 runners, I think, over the course of the day, but tell us a little bit about that experience and what you're looking forward to now that you've been there before.
Yeah, so it's a really good experience. It's nice to see all different teams, and well, the day before we go up and preview the course, and then we don't run till later, so we can see other teams run, and yeah, it's just a really great experience, and yeah, it's really fun and exciting.
Would you call it a fast course or just a normal cross country up and down type run?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's a fast course. It's mostly flat. I know there's like one or two hills, but yeah, it's pretty fast.
Now, I know a little bit about cross country, but are you a negative split? I mean, is that part of your thinking, or you go out and try and hang on?
Well, kind of depends. Yeah, usually the goal is to negative split, but yeah.
Yeah, I know some people. I don't think your dad's a negative split guy.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, and the negative splits, for anybody that you're trying to, every mile, try and lower your time.
Yeah.
And you start out just maybe a little slower and then gradually pick up. Some people, they go. They don't worry mm-hmm. about that. And if it's not your day, it's not your day sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about your team, because you're going out there. Tell us a little bit about your team and your coach.
Oh, yeah, this year we have a really great team. We were kind of, like, skeptical if we were going to be able to qualify for states, but we ended up qualifying, which was nice. And we had a really great summer of training, and Coach Tom gave us really great workouts. And, yeah, so we've had
a good
team.
Tell us some of those names on the team.
Yeah, I see that Madison Petty finished third.
Yeah, Madison Petty, Karina, Mihai Gramis, Claire Baker, Nancy Gordon, Astrid. I don't know if I'm missing one. I think that's most of the top girls in our.
So how many girls are on the team?
Seven.
Seven. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you race seven every meet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can seven run at the state? They can all run?
Yeah, all seven.
And then
yep.
you just count the your top five? Is that right? Four?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, how does it look? I mean, I'm sure this week you've talked about, the possibility where you project. Any idea where you project your team can finish?
For our team finish, I don't think we're anywhere up there for the state. I want to say we're projected maybe 20th, something like that. So not too high as like the previous years, but.
So how many total teams?
Ooh.
Do you know? I mean, I know there's individuals that have qualified, but.
I would say probably maybe 30 teams.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's 20
four,
or 30.
Yeah, four out of every district. So maybe 32, maybe something like that. Maybe four times eight regions,
yeah,
maybe.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, you've been running a long time. Tell us a little bit about, your season, how you train. I mean, I know you got to pick up things heavily in the summer, and that's been a strength of the Adrians program is their commitment in the summer. But tell us about your kind of year-long process.
So, yeah, really it just after track season, take a little rest and then train for cross country all summer. And then still continue through the season, and then after the season, I'll take a little break and train for indoor track, and then same with outdoor track.
And what will you do in track this year? I mean, obviously the distance runs.
Yeah, I'll do the mile, 2 mile, mostly.
Well, I couldn't get through this without asking. How has your dad motivated you? Because sometimes it works the other way. You got a guy that's like your father who's driven, one of the top ultra guys in the world, and sometimes do you feel any pressure like I got to be a runner, or has it just been something you've enjoyed doing and it's part of your family?
Yeah, actually, I don't feel much pressure, which is nice. He just encourages me and. Yeah, it's not like I don't feel much pressure. It's just something I enjoy doing, and yeah, that's really it.
Is it fun training with him? I mean, does he? I know he wants to push you, but is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun training with him, but I definitely do not go on those long training runs.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here for a message from our sponsor. We're talking with Ada Skeels, Adrian High School. Cross-country runner, the winner of the Division II Region 18 meet this last week. We'll be right back.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, or your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Marty Nine with the Iatt Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have three convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. Iatt Insurance and Auto Owners, we make buying insurance simple.
Back inside the cave, Pat Hayes, Mark Comstock, talking with our athlete of the week, Ada Skeels. And Ada, I know you're only a junior this year. You got another year left of high school. Any thoughts about going on to the next level?
Yeah, right now I'm kind of still thinking about it, but leaning towards running in college because it's just something I enjoy doing. And yeah, I haven't really started looking anywhere. But
you said your personal best was at this last race. Think you can pull off another personal best this coming weekend?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. So what time are you aiming for?
I would say probably low 18s.
Low 18s. So. That's under 18.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to get out because there'll be a lot of people. You'll have to get out early and get out in front of some people. But any thoughts? I know we talked just for a second when we were off the air about in the future doing marathoning and ultras like your father does. Is that something that is intriguing to you?
Yeah, it definitely is interesting to me. I'd probably start with a marathon, but I don't know how far up I would go, if it would be like 100 miles or anything like that.
Well, if you even are considering that, you've got half of it done for you, because I just I admire your father with his commitment and all those things. But well, you've got this weekend will be it for the season, and then you'll go into a little bit of a break. But boy, we wish you the best of luck this weekend, and hope you do well, obviously, and that the team kind of exceeds expectations.
Yeah, thank you.
And we appreciate you coming in early. I know you have an exam, math exam, coming up at 8 o'clock. So.
I think this is the first time we've had somebody, you know, make a commitment to their academics and then work things out. I think that most of them have come in and said, well, I'll take care of that some other point. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And good luck on your math test coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations again to Ada Skeels, Adrian High School Cross Country, for being the Iad Insurance Athlete of the Week. Hard work and dedication inspire all. Iad Insurance, make it simple.